start then with our first question. Who is the Spirit? Well, the Spirit, or the Holy Spirit, is a person. He's not an it or a force, but a person. Listen to what writer Max Lucado says. Perhaps the most common mistake regarding the Spirit is perceiving him as power and not a person, a force with no identity. The Holy Spirit is a person. He has knowledge. He has a will. He has a mind. He has affections. You can lie to him. You can insult him. You can grieve him. However, the Holy Spirit is not just a person. He is a divine person. In other words, he is God. The Christian faith subscribes to one God in three persons: the Father, the Son, that's Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. All three are equally God. Now, the Spirit does many things. The Bible tells us the various activities, the various roles that he is actively engaged in. We read in the Bible that he convicts people of sin. That is, he draws their attention to the fact that they are guilty before God because of the wrong things that they've thought, said, and done. He assures those who follow Jesus Christ that they are God's children. He gives understanding. He counsels and helps us. He prays for us. He brings glory to Jesus. He leads us into all truth. He gives gifts. And he produces fruit. So who is he? He is God, and he's active in the lives of human beings and in the world. Okay, the second question we're going to consider then, the what. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Well, the fruit of the Spirit is, first of all, it is separate. And what I mean by that is the fruit of the Spirit is separate from the gifts of the Spirit. They are not the same. They're not interchangeable words for the same thing. The fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit are separate. Fruit describes who we are. Gifts describe what we do. Fruit is concerned with character. Gifts are concerned with service, building up the people in the church. Now, various spiritual gifts are mentioned in the Bible. Some are very visible, like leadership or teaching or evangelism, while others are more behind the scenes, like helping, serving, or perhaps speaking a word of wisdom to someone in private. Now, the Spirit gives at least one gift to every Christian, at least one. And your gift mix will not be the same as my gift mix. My gift mix will not be the same as your gift mix. And that's the importance of the body of Christ. Not every Christian has every gift. We need each other to make up for the gifts that we don't have so we can work in harmony. Now, when everything is working as it ought to be in the lives of individual Christians and in the church as a whole, fruit and gifts will operate in harmony. But they're not the same. So in that sense, they are separate from each other. Okay, so the fruit of the Spirit is separate from the gifts of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is specific. The fruit of the Spirit is And then there follows a list of 9 specific qualities. Remember what they are? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Very definite traits that, when cultivated, demonstrate to those around us the character of our Lord Jesus Christ. The fruit of the Spirit is separate, it's specific, it's also singular. It is the fruit, not the fruits of the Spirit. Apostle Paul is very careful to talk about the fruit of the Spirit. You see, spiritual fruit is meant to be a complete package. Do you remember the days when Woolworths was on the go? And you went in for your pick-and-mix sweets. Remember all the foamy shrimps and these little milk chocolate things with sort of like hundreds of thousands on them? I can't remember what they're called, but you know, all these different things, pick and mix. And you say, I'll have a handful of these, and I'll have a little bit of this, and a little bit of that. Well, the fruit of the Spirit is not like that, where we say, well, I'll have a small portion of love. I'll choose a larger portion of joy. Perhaps throw in a little kindness. But no, I don't think I'll take patience and self-control in my little bag today. No, we'll leave that. If we want to cultivate character, we can't pick and choose which parts of the fruit of the Spirit we want to have, because it comes as a single fruit with several qualities. Have you seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Seen that film? Do you remember the everlasting gobstopper? Each gobstopper changed color and flavor as he sucked on it. Well, one item, several flavors. The fruit of the Spirit is one item, but with various flavors or qualities. So the fruit of the Spirit is separate, specific, singular. It's also spiritual. It is the fruit of the Spirit. And this is very, very important.